I simply couldn't let go. The fear of injuring my legs was overpowering. Don Juan ordered me to keep on moving in the same spot and to try to feel as if I were actually using the gate of power. He then said that he was going to run ahead and that I should wait for his owl's cry. He disappeared in the darkness before I could say anything. I closed my eyes at times and jogged on the same spot with my knees and trunk bent for perhaps an hour. Little by little, my tension began to ease up until I was fairly comfortable. Then I heard Don Juan's cry. I ran 5 or 6 yards in the direction where the cry came from, trying to abandon myself, as Don Juan had suggested. But stumbling into a bush immediately brought back my feelings of insecurity. Don Juan was waiting for me and corrected my posture. He insisted I should first curl my fingers against my palms, stretching out the thumb and index of each hand. Then he said that in his opinion I was just indulging myself in my feelings of inadequacy, since I knew for a fact I could always see fairly well, no matter how dark the night was, if I didn't focus on anything but kept scanning the ground right in front of me. The gate of power was similar to finding a place to rest. Both entailed a sense of abandon and a sense of trust. The gate of power required that one keep the eyes on the ground directly in front, because even a glance to either side would produce an alteration in the flow of movement. He explained that bending the trunk forward was necessary in order to lower the eyes, and the reason for lifting the knees up to the chest was because the steps had to be very short and safe. He warned me that I was going to stumble a great deal at first, but he assured me that with practice, I could run as swiftly and as safely as I could in the daytime. For hours, I tried to imitate his movements and get into the mood he recommended. He would very patiently jog on the same spot in front of me, or he would take off in a short run and return to where I was, so I could see how he moved. He would even push me and make me run a few yards. Then he took off and called me with a series of owl cries. In some inexplicable way, I moved with an unexpected degree of self-confidence. To my knowledge, I had done nothing to warrant that feeling, but my body seemed to be cognizant of things without thinking about them. For example, I couldn't really see the jagged rocks in my way, but my body always managed to step on the edges and never in the crevices, except for a few mishaps when I lost my balance because I became distracted. The degree of concentration needed to keep scanning the area directly in front had to be total. As Don Juan had warned me, any slight glance to the side or too far ahead altered the flow. I located Don Juan after a long search. He was sitting by some dark shapes that seemed to be trees. He came towards me and said that I was doing very well, but it was time to quit because he'd been using his whistle long enough and was sure that by then it could be imitated by others. I agreed that it was time to stop. I was nearly exhausted by my attempts. I felt relieved and asked him who would imitate his cry.
Powers, allies, spirits, who knows? He said in a whisper.
He explained that those entities of the night usually made very melodious sounds, but were at a great disadvantage in reproducing the raspiness of human cries or bird whistlings. He cautioned me to always stop moving if I ever heard such a sound, and to keep in mind all he had said, because at some other time I might need to make the proper identification. In a reassuring tone, he said that I had a very good idea what the gate of power was like, and that in order to master it, I needed only a slight push, which I could get on another occasion when we ventured again into the night. He patted me on the shoulder and announced that he was ready to leave.
"Let's get out of here," he said, and began running.
"Wait, wait," I screamed frantically. "Let's walk." Don Juan stopped and took off his hat.
"Golly,"
he said in a tone of perplexity. "We're in a fix. You know that I can't walk in the dark. I can only run. I'll break my legs if I walk." I had the feeling he was grinning when he said that, although I couldn't see his face. He added in a confidential tone that he was too old to walk, and the little bit of the gate of power that I had learned that night had to be stretched to meet the occasion. "If we don't use the gate of power, we'll be mowed down like grass," he whispered in my ear.
"By whom?"
"There are things in the night that act on people," he whispered in a tone that sent chills through my body. He said that it wasn't important that I keep up with him, because he was going to give repeated signals of 4 owl cries at a time, so I could follow him. I suggested that we should stay in those hills until dawn and then leave. He retorted in a very dramatic tone that to stay there would be suicidal, and even if we came out alive, the night would have drained our personal power to the point that we couldn't avoid being the victims of the first hazard of the day.
"Let's not waste any more time," he said with a note of urgency in his voice. "Let's get out of here."
He reassured me that he would try to go as slowly as possible. His final instructions were that I should try not to utter a sound, not even a gasp, no matter what happened. He gave me the general direction we were going to go in and began running at a markedly slower pace. I followed him, but no matter how slow he moved, I couldn't keep up with him, and he soon disappeared in the darkness ahead of me. After I was alone, I became aware that I'd adopted a fairly fast walk without realizing it, and that came as a shock to me. I tried to maintain that pace for a long while. And then I heard Don Juan's call a little bit to my right. He whistled 4 times in succession. After a very short while, I again heard his owl cry, this time to my far right. In order to follow it, I had to make a 45-degree turn. I began to move in the new direction, expecting that the other 3 cries of the set would give me a better orientation. I heard a new whistle, which placed Don Juan almost in the direction where we'd started. I stopped and listened. I heard a very sharp noise a short distance away, something like the sound of 2 rocks being struck against each other. I strained to listen and detected a series of soft noises, as if 2 rocks were being struck gently. There was another owl's cry, and then I knew what Don Juan had meant. There was something truly melodious about it. It was definitely longer and even more mellow than a real owl's. I felt a strange sensation of fright. My stomach contracted as if something were pulling me down from the middle part of my body. I turned around and started to semi-jog in the opposite direction. I heard a faint owl cry in the distance. There was a rapid succession of 3 more cries. They were Don Juan's. I ran in their direction. I felt that he must have been a good quarter of a mile away, and if he kept up that pace, I would soon be inextricably alone in those hills. I couldn't understand why Don Juan would run ahead when he could have run around me if he needed to keep that pace. I noticed then that there seemed to be something moving with me to my left. I could almost see it in the extreme periphery of my visual field. I was about to panic, but a sobering thought crossed my mind. I couldn't possibly see anything in the dark. I wanted to stare in that direction, but I was afraid to lose my momentum. Another owl cry jolted me out of my deliberations. It came from my left. I didn't follow it, because it was without a doubt the most sweet and melodious cry I'd ever heard. It didn't frighten me, though. There was something very appealing, or perhaps haunting, or even sad about it. Then a very swift, dark mass crossed from left to right ahead of me. The suddenness of its movements made me look ahead. I lost my balance and crashed noisily against some shrubs. I fell down on my side, and then I heard the melodious cry a few steps to my left. I stood up, but before I could start moving forward again, there was another cry, more demanding and compelling than the first. It was as if something there wanted me to stop and listen. The sound of the owl cry was so prolonged and gentle that it eased my fears. I would have actually stopped had I not heard at that precise moment Don Juan's four raspy cries. They seemed to be nearer. I jumped and took off in that direction. After a moment, I noticed again a certain flicker or a wave in the darkness to my left. It wasn't a sight proper, but rather a feeling. And yet I was almost sure I was perceiving it with my eyes. It moved faster than I did, and again it crossed from left to right, making me lose my balance. This time, I didn't fall down, and strangely enough, not falling down annoyed me. I suddenly became angry, and the incongruency of my feelings threw me into true panic. I tried to accelerate my pace. I wanted to give out an owl cry myself to let Don Juan know where I was, but I didn't dare to disobey his instructions. At that moment, some gruesome thing came to my attention. There was actually something like an animal to my left, almost touching me. I jumped involuntarily and veered to my right. The fright almost suffocated me. I was so intensely gripped by fear that there were no thoughts in my mind as I moved in the darkness as fast as I could. My fear seemed to be a bodily sensation that had nothing to do with my thoughts. I found that condition very unusual. In the course of my life, my fears had always been mounted on an intellectual matrix and had been engendered by threatening social situations or by people behaving towards me in dangerous ways. This time, however, my fear was a true novelty. It came from an unknown part of the world and hit me in an unknown part of myself. I heard an owl cry very close and slightly to my left. I couldn't catch the details of its pitch, but it seemed to be Don Juan's. It wasn't melodious. I slowed down. Another cry followed. The raspiness of Don Juan's whistles was there, so I moved faster. A third whistle came from a very short distance away. I could distinguish a dark mass of rocks or perhaps trees. I heard another owl's cry, and I thought that Don Juan was waiting for me because we were out of the field of danger. I was almost at the edge of the darker area when a fifth cry froze me on the spot. I strained to see ahead into the dark area, but a sudden rustling sound to my left made me turn around in time to notice a black object, blacker than the surroundings, rolling or sliding by my side. I gasped and jumped away. I heard a clicking sound, as if someone were smacking his lips, and then a very large, dark mass lurched out of the darker area. It was square, like a door, perhaps 8 to 10 feet high. The suddenness of its appearance made me scream. For a moment, my fright was all out of proportion, but a second later, I found myself awesomely calm, staring at the dark shape. My reactions were, as far as I was concerned, another total novelty. Some part of myself seemed to pull me towards the dark area with an eerie insistence, while another part of me resisted. It was as if I wanted to find out for sure on the one hand, and on the other I wanted to run hysterically out of there. I barely heard Don Juan's owl cries. They seemed to be very close by, and they seemed to be frantic. They were longer and raspier, as though he was whistling while he ran towards me. Suddenly, I seemed to regain control of myself and was able to turn around, and for a moment, I ran just as Don Juan had been wanting me to. "Don Juan!" I shouted when I found him. He put his hand on my mouth and signaled me to follow, and we both jogged at a very comfortable pace until we came to the sandstone ledge where we'd been before. We sat in